For more than a year, officials from Baltimore City and Caesars Entertainment have been involved in an unprecedented effort to fill hundreds of positions for the new Horseshoe Baltimore Casino with city residents. Over the next 2 days, WIPR's Kenneth Burns will bring us a look at those hiring efforts, as well as the people who are seeking the jobs.
Putting Baltimore in its casino is a monumental task. There are 1,700 jobs to fill, and Bryce Freeman of the Mayor's Office of Employment Development says the city and Caesars want to fill them with as many city residents as possible.
When Caesars decided to put the Horseshoe Casino Baltimore here, we met with Caesars staff and said, hey, look, we can definitely hook you up and help prepare our residents so that you can have qualified, prepared citizens help staff your casino.
Caesars entered into an agreement with the city in December 2012 to hire as many city residents as possible. The city, through its one-stop career centers, has been holding special recruitment days for the casino.
So they can come and actually use our computers. They can learn how to apply online. We can actually help set them up to do the video interview with our computers and our webcams in case they're not available at their homes or elsewhere.
In addition to the career centers, there are mass hiring events like one scheduled next week at M&T Bank Stadium. The city also recently completed a job fair tour in each city council district. One of those job fairs took place at the Furley Recreation Center in Northeast Baltimore.
Nice to meet you. So come on in. We've been waiting for you.
Oh, great.
Joan Wilmer Stewart is Vice President of Human Resources for the Horseshoe. She said she was impressed by the turnout as well as Councilman Brandon Scott's effort to get the word out about the fair.
The flow has been fantastic. The councilman that we're partnering with, he has been wonderful. He's actually outside walking the streets of his district.
In addition to walking the streets the day of the job fair, Scott sent email blasts to his constituents and touted the fair at community meetings. That is how Denise Brown heard about the fair.
I'm recently unemployed. My position was eliminated, so I'm job hunting.
Brown worked for St. Vincent de Paul until she was laid off last December. Looking back, however, she says that came at the right time.
In early February, my mother has chronic lymphedema, and she was hospitalized for 2 months, and then she had to be at home.
Her mother is doing much better, but her severance package is about to end, and she's looking for full-time work. Brown hopes to be hired as a trainer.
I was the case manager, so I did training of students there, so I have had training experience.
Wilmer Stewart says Caesars not only wants to take care of its employees, but their families as well.
We take the family concept very seriously, and that's why people who are typically with us stay with us for on average 10 to 20 years. That's what we want to have here in Baltimore, that same testimony.
She says benefits include full health and wellness coverage and tuition reimbursement. Wilmer Stewart adds they are looking for people who want careers and not just jobs. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting from Northeast Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.